Well, hey, friend. How are you? I hope you are having a wonderful day. It has been a little bit since we last spoke, and I'm so glad to be back here with you. There have been a lot of changes, a lot of things going on in my life, and I'm sure in your life as well. And I'm glad that we can take this time to come together. Some new things that are happening in my life are we actually decided to homeschool full-time. And we went ahead and implemented that with my youngest daughter. So we've been doing that for the past 7 weeks, and it's going very well. I will tell you more about that later on. She is also doing competitive gymnastics, which, if you've ever been in that world, you know takes a lot of time and a big commitment. But she loves it, and so that has been a new adventure that our family has been on because it's kind of a family affair. And then my husband is pursuing a career change, so the transition for that. There's just a lot of things changing and going on. And let me just say, the beginning of 2024 did not go as planned. It looked totally different than I thought it was going to. I had it all planned out, and it ended up being very, very different. Maybe you find yourself in that same place right now where you feel like this year was going to go a certain way. And now that we just started Q2, we're actually almost a whole week into April, but still in the beginning of April, still in the beginning of Q2, you know, maybe you're looking back at Q1 and you're like, wow, that did not go as planned. And you're trying to kind of get your bearings and figure out, where do I go from here? And maybe you're feeling like you just kind of need a do-over, right? Like, I don't know what happened at the beginning of the year. I had all these goals. I had all these plans. And now I'm trying to figure out what to do. So if that's you, if you feel like you could use a do-over for the beginning of the year, in this episode, I'm going to share how to effortlessly refresh your goals in 5 simple steps. Let's do it. Okay. Hey, thank you so much for listening and for hanging out with me today. If this podcast has blessed you in some way, I would love for you to share it with a friend and leave a review on iTunes. When you leave a review, it helps the podcast grow and reach more people. Thanks again, and we'll talk soon. So the first step is pretty simple, but it's not always easy. And it's to let go of the coulda, woulda, shoulda, right? Let go of what was supposed to happen and didn't happen. A lot of times, if you're anything like me, we have a tendency to ruminate on what didn't happen, right? We're like, well, you know, it should have gone like this and it didn't. And it's like, we're trying to reconcile that, right? We're trying to make sense of it and you know, sometimes we feel really bad about it and we think that by thinking about it, it will somehow fix it. It's almost like our brain wants to go back and correct what didn't happen or what did happen that was not what we planned. The unfortunate part about that is that not only can we not do it, right, because we can't actually go back in time and do anything, but we also waste time in the present moment when we do that. So if you find yourself feeling bad and beating yourself up for what you didn't accomplish, I want to encourage you to just let that go. Just let it go. Because every moment that we spend thinking about it robs us of the opportunity to be doing something and taking purposeful action in the present. The important thing is what you do now. You have today, right now, to take action, to do something, to decide how you want to spend today. And you can also look ahead and think about how you want to spend tomorrow. But when we're spending too much time thinking about what didn't get done and what we should have done and how things should have been but weren't, we're really just wasting time. So speaking of today, what do you want to do today? Do you guys remember that little catchphrase? I think it went, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift, and that's why it's called the present. I've always loved that. So focus instead on what you can do today. Anytime you find yourself, your mind, right, your mind ruminating on what could have or should have been or what should have been done that didn't get done, do your best to bring yourself back to the present moment and decide how you want to spend today. And if you haven't yet, I recommend that you grab my tool, the 5-Minute Morning Mindset Routine. That will really help get you focused and help get you purposeful and intentional about your day. Just go to fruitionmindset.com/morning mindset and you can grab your copy there. One of the things that really helps me to be able to let go is to dump all of my thoughts onto paper. Like all those things that you think should have happened, you know, that you wish had happened, that you feel bad that didn't happen or did happen, put it all down on paper. Just get it out of your head and then pray about it. Give it to God. You know, these are all the things I thought were going to happen, God, and they didn't happen. And I, you know, for whatever reason, I didn't get them done. Life was different. Life got in the way, whatever it is. Give it over to Him and then give Him today. Okay. So now that we've let go of the past, number two is we have to make some decisions about what to work towards now. What makes sense now? And once again, like I have a tendency in my kind of perfectionist thinking that I have to, you know, kind of go and fill in the holes of whatever I thought I was going to do before I can move on to something new. I will give you an example from my own life that has happened in the past. Maybe you can relate, maybe not. I had a Bible reading plan to read the entire Bible in 1 year. And of course, it was all broken up. We've all seen these things before, right? And there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. Like, I love it. I think they're really great. I especially like the Bible recap with Tara Lee Cobble. She actually has a podcast that's fantastic. So I'm chugging along, doing my daily readings. And then I ended up having a week where I was sick, and then my kids were sick, and like the whole family was sick. I can't even remember who got sick first. But of course, like we have like a month where we're just treading water. So now I'm like a month behind on this Bible reading plan. I have such a drive to like complete things. And I had this feeling of I need to go back and fill that in. And especially with this Tara Lee Cobble reading plan, which I love. It's chronological. So I was like, I can't just, you know, I've got to go back and do all the readings. And my family having been sick, I'm behind on a lot of things, right? Not just this Bible reading. And a month's worth of Bible reading feels really overwhelming. And so what ended up happening is not only did I not go back and fill in the Bible reading, but I didn't pick it up for today, right? Because in my mind, I had to go fill all this stuff back in. I've learned now and through working on my perfectionism, I know that, you know what, you can just go and you can just pick up the Bible and you can just start reading it. Like you don't even have to go back and fill it all in. Like you can just go to whatever your reading is for today. You can just go to that and read it and you will be blessed because it's the word of God, you know, and it's not a perfectionist thing. It's not a check the box thing. It's about opening the book and reading what He has for you there. So anyway, I share that with you because it's kind of tied, number one and number two are tied very closely together, right? But we have to let go of the perfectionism. We have to let go of, you know, doing all the things and filling in all the holes sometimes. And this feeling of like getting off track or whatever, because, you know, as I've learned, there is no track, there is no wagon that you've fallen off of. Really, you just have today. And so number two is decide what you want to work toward now. But I want to encourage you to do that with a fresh, clean perspective and not through the lens of having to fill in what didn't happen. So what makes sense today? What can you do with your time today to move the needle on the things that matter? Okay. Number three is to make a flexible plan. When our plans are too rigid, we set ourselves up for failure. And then if we have a tendency towards perfectionism like I do, and like you may also if you're listening to this, then once we didn't follow the plan exactly as we thought we would or needed to, well, then sometimes we can throw the whole plan out, right? If we have a flexible plan, it's going to help mitigate that all or nothing thinking and give us that wiggle room and that margin for life to happen. I believe that freedom, especially in your time and your day, really comes from making a flexible plan. When we have no plan at all, we tend to be reacting all the time. We're just reacting to whatever's coming because we haven't planned ahead. If we have a really detailed, super, you know, rigid plan, like I said, we tend to set ourselves up for failure. And because there are things that are beyond our control. And also, sometimes we are just really, really hard on ourselves. I'm going to do a whole episode on this. Sometimes we set a plan for ourselves for tomorrow or even later on this afternoon where we're really hard on that, on that version of ourselves. For me, it's like, tomorrow, Kayla, you're going to do all these things. And I don't really think about what it's going to be like to be tomorrow, Kayla. I put a lot on tomorrow, Kayla, whenever really I need to be putting more on right now, Kayla. I'm going to do a whole episode on that one. But the flexible plan is key because it actually sets us up for success, but makes us still be proactive. Number four, do a reality check, okay? So this has to do a little bit with number three, but we look at our plan and we're like, okay, it's flexible, but like, is this based in reality or is this based on my ideal self that I haven't become yet? When you create a plan, are you creating it for the person you are now? Or are you creating it for your ideal self, your aspirational self? I suggest whenever you're looking at your plan, it needs to not be your ideal self because you haven't yet become that person. If you struggle with self-discipline, if you struggle with time management, if you struggle with procrastination or perfectionism, and you are not yet the person that, you know, is really good at sticking to your plan, at overcoming perfectionism, if those are all things that you're currently working on, well, you're becoming that person, right? You're becoming the person that can do this, you know, ideal plan. You're becoming this ideal version of yourself, but you're not there yet. And so creating a plan with that person in mind, well, once again, probably going to just end up not getting done and making you feel bad. So for me, I like to set it somewhere in the middle. It's not a plan that's for the ideal person that I wish I was, right? Or I wish I were. But it's also not a plan for the person I've been, right? It's a plan for the person that I am becoming. And so keep that in mind. You are a work in progress. Because things have changed in my schedule so much, I recently kind of laid out my ideal week. And I looked at the whole week and I was like, wow, like, yeah, this is what I'm working towards. But I also realized that I can't just start, you know, Monday morning and this be my week. This ideal week that I have for myself requires a lot of energy. Right now, I know that I don't have the energy for this ideal week. I'm working on health goals with my functional medicine doctor to get me to the point where I have the energy, but it's something I'm working on and I'm laying the foundation to make it so that I'm able to do this. So once again, do a reality check. When you look at what you want to work toward now and you make a flexible plan for it, really look at it and ask yourself, is this a plan for my ideal self or is this a plan for my past self? And kind of gauge where you're at. Like I said, I like to do it somewhere kind of in the middle because that's where I am. I'm moving towards that ideal self and I'm no longer my past self. So I don't want to base my stuff on that. But at the same time, I want to be realistic for where I am right now. Number five is to take action immediately, even if it's small. I don't care what it is. Once you have decided what you're going to work toward now, you've made a flexible plan, you've done a reality check, take action immediately. I can't remember if it's Tony Robbins or who I heard this quote from originally, but basically it's never leave the scene of a decision without taking action. So take action immediately, even if it's small, because that gets the momentum going. I actually suggest that it be small. If you can make it small, the smaller, the better in this situation, because that's how you start taking action. Whenever you decide that, okay, to do this thing, I have to take this big step. Well, then that's when we're like, well, maybe it'd be better if I start that on Monday. Or maybe that would be better if I start that next week or next month. That's when we tend to put things off. So if you can make the action that you're going to take or you're going to start with super small and doable, well, then obviously you're more likely to do it. But the thing is that once you take that small action, you're more likely to take another action and another action and another action and build on it. And of course, if you need help on any of these steps, if any of these are tripping you up, I want to invite you to book an Unstuck session with me. I will help you get clarity and direction on what your next best steps are, as well as make a doable action plan to make it happen. Just go to fruitionmindset.com/unstuck to book your session. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll talk soon. Hey, thank you so much for listening and for hanging out with me today. If this podcast has blessed you in some way, I would love for you to share it with a friend and leave a review on iTunes. When you leave a review, it helps the podcast grow and reach more people. Thanks again, and we'll talk soon.